This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Boomen. In the United States, the threat of extremist groups descending on state houses across the country Sunday prompted governors to display a massive show of force and ramp up security. The heightened security comes less than 2 weeks after a mob overran the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Fencing, boarded up windows, and lines of police and National Guard troops have transformed state house grounds ahead of expected demonstrations leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. The FBI has warned of the potential for armed protests at the nation's capital and all 50 state capitol buildings beginning this weekend. Some social media messages had targeted Sunday for demonstrations, though it remained unclear how many people might show up. Leading Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny departed from Germany on Sunday to return to Russia, where he faces the threat of arrest after recovering from his poisoning in August with a nerve agent. Navalny said he was very happy as he boarded a plane in Berlin bound for Moscow. It remains to be seen what reception awaits him there. On Thursday, Russia's prison service said that he faces immediate arrest once he returns. Navalny, who has blamed his poisoning on the Kremlin, charged that Russian President Vladimir Putin was now trying to deter him from coming home with new legal motions. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied a role in the opposition leader's poisoning. In the United States, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will resign her Senate seat on Monday, 2 days before she and President-elect Joe Biden are inaugurated. Aides to the California Democrat confirmed the timing and said Governor Gavin Newsom was aware of her decision, clearing the way for him to appoint fellow Democrat Alex Padilla, now California's Secretary of State. This is VOA News. Gunmen shot dead two Afghan women judges working for the Supreme Court in an early morning ambush in the country's capital Sunday, officials said, as a wave of assassinations continues to rattle the nation. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, despite ongoing peace talks between the Taliban and government, especially in Kabul, where a new trend of targeted killings aimed at high-profile figures has sown fear in the rest of the city. President Ashraf Ghani has blamed the latest attack on the Taliban. It comes just 2 days after the Pentagon announced it had cut troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500, the fewest in nearly two decades. Several pro-democracy activists in Thailand were arrested this weekend as protesters made an unexpected return to Bangkok streets. They defied an emergency law imposed during a fresh COVID-19 outbreak to rally against a royal defamation law. The protest movement has formally declared a hiatus to major street rallies that rock the kingdom, demanding sweeping reforms of Thai politics and the once untouchable monarchy. But pockets of protesters have switched from major-scale rallies to smaller flash mobs and publicity stunts targeting the Royal Defamation Law, which carries a penalty of between 3 and 15 years per charge for insulting, defaming, or threatening the monarchy. Thailand's pro-democracy movement views the law as a political weapon. More than 40 protesters so far have been charged. A memo released this weekend by U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says in his first hours as president after Wednesday's inauguration, he plans to take executive action to roll back some of the most controversial decisions of President Donald Trump and to address the raging coronavirus pandemic. He is expected to begin a 10-day blitz of executive actions, which can be taken without waiting for congressional approval. Biden plans to end President Donald Trump's restriction on immigration to the U.S. from some Muslim-majority countries, move to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, and mandate mask wearing on federal property and during interstate travel in the U.S. Uganda's Yoweri Museveni has won a sixth term in office, according to an announcement from the Election Commission this weekend. This extends his 35-year rule after a vote that his main challenger said was marred by fraud. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines this weekend, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Boomen, VOA News.